Yesterday, we brought you the incredible story of Estela De Carlotto. She's the head of the Grandmothers of the Plaza de Mayo, the group that spearheaded the search for the hundreds of babies stolen by Argentina's military dictatorship during the country's dirty war decades ago. Well, De Carlotto has just been reunited with her own stolen grandson with the help of a DNA test. Today, I want to tell you about another remarkable part of the story, how the grandmother's struggle in Argentina spurred an effort to develop new genetic techniques that can be used to identify the missing children and to reunite them with their biological families. Geneticist Mary Claire King, a professor at the University of Washington in Seattle, has led this effort since 1984. I asked Dr. King today how she ended up working with the Grandmothers of the Plaza de Mayo in the first place.
The grandmothers came to me in 1983 through friends of friends. I had worked in Chile during the Unidad Popular. I love Latin America. I'm the age of their daughters who were being kidnapped and murdered, and my daughter is the age of their missing grandchildren. So both for scientific and for personal reasons, it seemed like a perfect match.
So by the time you joined their effort, the military dictatorship in Argentina had been replaced by a democratic government, and the grandmothers already had years' worth of data, I'd assume, and anecdotal evidence that helped identify many of the missing children. Why was scientific proof of kinship so important?
The grandmothers had splendid circumstantial evidence that stolen children were appearing in various parts of the country. But what they needed to know was not simply who a child was not, that is, that the child was not, in fact, the biological child of the people who were pretending that it was their child, but, in fact, who a child was. And for that purpose, we needed to develop a new approach for them.
So if I get this right, you use mitochondrial DNA to identify the stolen babies. Explain that for the layperson and start with what mitochondrial DNA is exactly.
Mitochondrial DNA is a very special molecule. It's DNA. It's present in every cell. But it's inherited only from mothers. It's different than all the rest of the DNA, which, of course, we share with both parents. The other great virtue of mitochondrial DNA is that there's a bit of it that is highly variable, the most highly variable bit of DNA in the entire genome. So we were able to exploit these two splendid features of mitochondrial DNA very, very early on in the days of DNA sequencing. We were still sequencing by hand in those days, literally reading off every base pair to each other, in order to develop an approach for the abuelas that would allow them to match individual children who were found with women who might be their maternal grandmothers, or indeed with persons who might be their purely maternal relatives as aunts, great aunts, cousins, and so on.
So you basically innovated this genetic technology, almost bespoke for the grandmothers of the Plaza de Mayo for Argentina.
The grandmothers like to say that this proves that God is a woman because she put mitochondrial DNA on Earth specifically for the use of the abuelas. And years later, after the program CSI became popular and, of course, includes mitochondrial DNA sequencing, the grandmothers say, "We are abuelas CSI." So, yeah, we did.
So Estela De Carlotto has just been reunited with her stolen grandson after 37 years. How did you feel when you heard that news?
Oh, I'm just on cloud nine. I was absolutely sure that if her grandson, if Guido, had survived and was still in the country, that she would eventually find him. And he found her.
And how many other kids in Argentina who have undergone this tragic kind of history have you been able to reunite with their families?
The abuelas have reunited 109 children now with their biological families, and I just work for them.
Wow. Dr. King, just wondering if there are uses for the genetic technologies that you've helped develop that could be applied to other humanitarian efforts.
Oh, well, that technology is now used worldwide for the identification of missing persons. We used the mitochondrial DNA sequencing approach to identify our soldiers who had gone missing in action from Vietnam, in Cambodia, from the Korean War, even from World War II. It was used after 9/11 to identify people who'd been killed then. It is now a routine part of analysis of remains.
Dr. Mary Claire King, professor of genetics and medicine at the University of Washington in Seattle, thanks very much for talking to us about this.
My great pleasure. Thank you for asking me.